弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
让我们先来读两处的圣经。
Shall we first read two passages of scripture?
提摩太后书第一章第九节到第十节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 9 to 10.
我们刚才唱的这首非常美丽的诗歌
We just sang this very beautiful hymn
根据就是提摩太后书第一章第九节到第十节
And its basis is from 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9 and 10
神救了我们以圣召召我们不是按我们的行为乃是按他的旨意和恩典这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的
Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity.
但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才表明出来了他已经把死废去借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来
But now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
感谢主，让我有机会和弟兄姊妹一同来分享诗篇第五十一篇。
I thank the Lord for giving me an opportunity to share with brothers and sisters from Psalm chapter 51.
我们读其中的两节。
Let's read just two verses within this chapter.
第十节和第十七节。
Verse 10 and verse 17.
诗篇第五十一篇第十节和第十七节。
Let's read Psalm 51, verse 10 and then verse 17.
神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵。神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
我们再有一点祷告。
Shall we have another word of prayer?
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
主啊，我们感谢你是哦，你所成就的救恩。
We thank you because you have accomplished salvation.
你除去了我们一切的罪。
You have cast out all of our sins.
哦，你又让我们里面真是有着一个新心，有一个心灵。
You have given us a new heart and a new spirit.
你又把这新的生命赐给我们。
You have given us this new life.
哦，这重生的生命是你那永远的生命。
This new life, Lord, is an eternal one.
在这新的永远的生命里我们可以认识你我们可以来经历你我们更可以把我们的感谢赞美和敬拜来归给你
And in this new life, Lord, we can know you, we can experience you, and in this life, we can also give you all the glory and praise.
我们把下面的时间在仰望在恩主的手里
We place the following time in your gracious hands.
愿您的圣灵真是来带领我们下面的时间
May your Holy Spirit truly lead this following time.
让我们更多的来得着我们主
so that we can gain more of our Lord
我们也把我们自己更多的奉献给我们的主
and so that we could also consecrate more of ourselves to our Lord
感谢主听我们的祷告奉耶稣基督的名
we thank our Lord and we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Amen,
Amen. 真是感谢主能够有机会让我们我们可以和弟兄来一起来有这样的分享
I really thank the Lord again for giving me this opportunity to share with everyone.
我想分享的呢是我们中国城区陈耕组最近一同来读诗篇五十一篇的一点领受和感动。
And what I want to share with everyone is in the Chinese Chinatown Saturday Bible Study Devotion, some of what we have learned from Psalm 51.
这是我们第二次来读这篇大卫的诗篇。
This is the second time that we have read the Psalm of David.
神的话是活的每次都让我们得着新鲜活泼的丰富的生命的供应
and because God's word is living every time we can gain something that is, that is living something that is new and it's refreshing provision for us
在陈耕组我们第一次 来读这个诗篇五十一篇的时候
，In the devotional group, the first time we read this chapter,
我们主要的领受是这是大卫的悔罪诗。
The first thing that we understood was that this is David's Psalm of Repentance.
是大卫向着神认罪悔改和他忧伤痛悔的心。
This is his confession and his repentance as he repented with shame before the Lord.
在第二次再一次来读，我们在先前的领受上更看见这是大卫向神的祷告诗。
But the second time that we read this through, we saw even further that this is David's psalm, this is his prayer.
充满着基督耶稣的救恩的启示。
It's filled with the revelation of Christ Jesus.
啊，基督的救恩和大卫蒙神拯救的属灵的经历和见证。
It's full of Christ's redemption as well as his own life experience and testimony.
这也就是今天想分享的主题。
And so this is the main theme that I want to share about today.
诗篇第五十一篇，大卫向神的认罪悔改与基督耶稣救恩的启示。
So what I want to share with everybody is today, this is David's psalm of confession and repentance as well as revelation of Jesus Christ.
就像我们刚才读的提摩太后书第一章第九节第十节一样。
Just as what we read in 2 Timothy verse 1, chapter 1, verse 9 and 10.
主前一千年，大卫蒙神的拣选和拯救是按着神的恩典。
A thousand years before Christ, David was chosen and called and saved by God according to the will of God.
历世历代的信主的人，借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
And those throughout all generations, through the saving precious blood, have been called and have been chosen.
同样是照着神的旨意和丰富的恩典。
And also according to his will and his abundant grace.
今天我们来读这个大卫的诗篇五十一篇的时候。
So today as we read Psalm 51,
我们更清楚的可以看见这恩典是借着主耶稣道成肉身在地上显现才表明出来了。
We see even more clearly that this is expressed because Jesus has come in the flesh.
两周以前的主日。
Two weeks ago on Sunday.
弟兄在信息里面和我们交通了历代志下十六章第九节。
Our brother shared with us the message from 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。
It says, For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his.
我们从诗篇第五十一篇可以看见，大卫正是这样向着神内里诚实的人。
And so from Psalm 51, we see that David was such a person that from his heart, he was a completely sincere person toward God.
五十一篇全篇的认罪悔改、祷告、呼求，都是向着神的。
And so in Psalm 51, the entire prayer is a confession and prayer and call towards God.
我们从大卫的诗篇，从大卫的一生，都可以看见他正是向着神有这样一颗单纯完全的心的人。
And so from his life as well as from his prayer, we see that he was one who had pure and simple heart in devotion towards God.
相信弟兄姊妹都很熟悉大卫的第五十一篇的诗篇。
And I believe that we're all familiar with this chapter of Psalm 51.
和在撒母耳记下第十一到十二章的历史背景。
And we all know the background in 2 Samuel chapter 11 and 12.
我们感谢神，如果神在地上要得着的是完全的人。
We thank the Lord because what God wants to gain is a complete person.
那么除了人子主耶稣，没有一个人能够到神面前。
Apart from the Son of God, our Lord Jesus, no one else can come before God.
按照神丰盛的慈爱，在他的救恩当中，大卫在神面前的经历就见证了，只要向着神有完全的心。
And yet, we see through David's own life experience that if you come before him, you can have a complete heart.
因信称义的蒙恩的罪人，仍然可以成为合神心意的人。
A sinner saved through justification by faith can still be a person after God's own heart.
因为诗篇五十一篇一共有十九节，我们时间很比较短，所以。我们没有办法每一节都读出来，
And so, Because Psalm 51 has 19 verses, we don't have time to go verse by verse.
但是我们从这个诗篇的题目就已经指明了，大卫是与赫人乌利亚的妻子拔示巴犯奸淫。
But we do know that the main theme in this chapter is that David, he had already committed adultery with Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah.
而且借着亚门人的刀杀了乌利亚。
And through the sword of Ammon had killed Uriah.
又娶了拔示巴为妻。
And then took Bathsheba as his own wife.
大卫深陷罪中不能自拔。
And so now he could not be uprooted from his own sin.
神没有因着大卫的犯罪而离弃他，神差遣先知拿单传神的话来责备大卫。
But because God would not forsake David in his love, therefore he sent Nathan to go and rebuke David.
神要来挽回他。
God wanted to restore, return David.
大卫在神话的光中看见了自己的犯罪失败。
So David, in the light of God, he saw his own sin and his own failure.
他的心就立刻地转向神。
And his heart immediately returned back to God.
他认罪悔改在神面前。
He repented and confessed his sin before God.
他就得着了神的赦免。
And he was forgiven.
这我们从撒母耳记所记的历史和从第诗篇第五十一篇我们都可以看见。
And so from both Psalm as well as the history in 2 Samuel, we see this.
我们从这个诗篇的题目我们还可以看见不仅大卫在他的隐秘处向神认罪。
And also from this chapter, we also see that David not only confessed his sin in private towards God,
而且是交与灵长，在众人面前，在日光之下公开的认罪。
He also gave this psalm to the choir director, and so he did confess his sin in broad daylight to the public.
这是神拣选的以色列的王。
He did this as the chosen king of Israel.
这宝贵的诗篇成为三千年以来所有读这本圣经的人的一个见解和我们的祷告。
And so this precious psalm, now over 3,000 years, has become a comfort to us as well as our own prayer.
在这短短的十九节的经节当中，启示了许多的真理。
And in these short 19 verses, there's much truth of God's salvation.
关于罪和救恩。
Regarding God's salvation as well as sin.
那么我们真是从这诗篇可以看见，因着神赦免了大卫的罪，他和神的这个交通可以得着恢复。
And so we see that through this confession, David's fellowship with God can be restored.
所以神可以借着大卫的诗篇，把这样宝贵的救恩的真理来启示出来。
And now God, through this precious psalm, now God can reveal His salvation to us.
比如我们看关于如何来认识罪。
So let's first take a look how we can come to understand sin.
在第四节当中大卫说
In verse 4, David says,
我向你犯罪唯独得罪了你在你眼前行了这恶。
Against you, you only I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight.
我们知道在撒母耳记下记载了当先知神借着先知拿单来责备大卫的时候
We know that in 2 Samuel when Nathan came to rebuke David
那么拿单责备大卫所犯的罪是藐视耶和华的命令藐视神行神眼中看为恶的事
We know that Nathan said to David that you have despised the command of God
大卫在51篇第4节中立刻就向神承认他是向神犯罪，单单得唯独得罪了神。
And so here David acknowledges immediately in verse 4 that he has sinned against God and only God.
我们可能常常以为我们犯罪只是得罪了人。
Oftentimes we think when we sin that we have only offended people.
然而我们在心思中生出这个犯罪的意念的时候，就已经得罪神了。
And yet in our very innermost depths, when we begin to sin, we have already sinned against God.
而且在撒母耳记下十二章十四节，拿单继续对大卫说：“你行这事，叫耶和华的仇敌大得亵渎的机会。”
And in 2 Samuel 12:14, Nathan says, "By this deed, you have given occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme."
今天在罗马书的光中，我们可以知道，这正是世人都犯了罪， 亏缺了神的荣耀。
And in light of the book of Romans, we know that all have sinned, fallen short of the glory of God.
我们也许会想，大卫所犯的这样的大的罪，是流人血的罪，是杀人的罪，是奸淫的罪，我们没有犯这样的罪。 这个悔改好像跟我没有很大的关系。
Perhaps you may think in your heart that, well, I did not commit murder, I'm not committing adultery, that this particular sin has nothing to do with me.
那么我们看神的话说，在约翰一书第三章十五节说，凡恨他弟兄的就是杀人的。
And yet we see in 1 John 3:15 that if everyone who hates his brother, he is a murderer.
在雅各书第十四章第四节。
And in James chapter 4 verse 4 it also says,
神的话告诉我们，你们这些淫乱的人呢，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌。
You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God?
在约翰一书二章十五节，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
And in 1 John 2:15 it says, Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
神把他的话语光照在我们的里面，难道我们 不应该像大卫一样立刻警醒悔改祷告在神面前吗？
So now that God has shown his light through his word into our heart, should we also not confess just like David and repent in his psalm?
第二个点，我们看关于什么是罪和罪性。
Next, let's take a look at what is sin and the nature of sin.
那么在诗篇五十一篇第一和第二节当中，大卫用了三个词来描述他所犯的罪。
And so in Psalm 51, the first two verses, David uses three different terms to describe the sin.
第一个是在第一节中说到过犯。
And the first one in verse 1 is transgressions.
那么什么是过犯？
What are transgressions?
过犯就是悖逆，就是背叛。
Transgressions means rebellion.
我们一切的罪都开始于对神的背逆和背叛。
The origin and beginning of all of our sins begin with a rebellion against God.
第二个他说到的是罪孽。
And secondly, in verse 2, he says iniquity.
那么什么是罪孽？罪孽就是恶。
What is iniquity? It is evil.
一旦背逆神，那么所行出来的就是在神眼中看为恶的事。
If you have iniquity, then that means that you have done that which is evil in the sight of God.
那么第三个，他说，第二节说，解除我的罪。
And in verse 3 it says, and, or in verse 2 it says, cleanse me from my sin.
这是我们熟悉的关于罪，就是 sin.
And so this is a sin that we're all very familiar with, that term.
那么是箭没有射中，偏离了标靶，偏离了目标。
It is an arrow when you shoot it, it deviates from that goal, from its purpose.
我们没有一个人能够真是，或者说我们都偏离了神旨意的标杆，那就是他的儿子。
And or we could say that all of us, we have deviated from that original goal that God has set for us, which is his son.
那么在诗篇第五十一篇第五节里面说，
And then in Psalm 51 verse 5 it says,
大卫说，我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me.
大卫不仅承认他自己犯了罪，
David not only acknowledged that he had committed sin,
而且他承认也是被神光照，这个罪是因为在人里面那亚当生命犯罪的罪性。
He also acknowledged that he was already in his very nature, having the nature of Adam, that he was a sinful person.
我们每一个人生下来，因着老亚当生命的罪，我们就是一个罪人。
Each one of us, as we were born with the sinful nature of Adam.
我们在读到这个诗篇的时候，我们想到，今天 我们在这个基要真理组里面，我们来领受这个真理的时候。
And so as we all read about this, especially in the basic truth group,
我们明白什么是罪性，什么是罪。
We all understand the sinful nature and what is sin.
但是在三千年以前，大卫在神的光照里面，他就已经对这有如此的认识。
However, 3,000 some years ago, David, under the light of the Holy Spirit of God, he came to understand what sin is.
何等的奇妙！
It is wonderful.
那么，关于第二个，关于罪得赦免和救恩。
Secondly, let's talk about how sin has been forgiven in our salvation.
51章第7节，求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净。求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。
In verse 7 it says, Purify me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
今天早上我们的祷告里面，我们就祷告说，主的宝血洁净我，让我能够原来罪如朱红，今天得以洁白如雪。
Previously we were just singing at the meeting, a table meeting, that even though my sin was as red as crimson, but now I am washed whiter than snow.
这里说到牛膝草。
Here it talks about this hyssop.
圣经里第一次出现牛膝草是在出埃及记第12章22节。
The first time the Bible talks about hyssop is in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 22.
是在宰杀逾越节羊羔的时候。
As they were all sacrificing the Passover lamb.
神要以色列人拿牛膝草蘸上羔羊的血，打在门楣和门框上。
God wanted the Israelites to use a hyssop to dip it in the blood and paint it upon the doorposts of their homes.
灭命的天使就越过这一家，神的百姓就得蒙拯救。
And the angel of death, he would pass over those houses so that the people within it would be saved.
在利未记第14章4到6节。
And in Leviticus chapter 14, verse 4 through 6,
同样用牛膝草沾祭牲的血来洁净大麻风。
You also use hyssop to dip it in the blood of the sacrifice so that you can be cleansed from leprosy.
这正是预表着主耶稣的宝血所洁净我们的罪，像那大麻风一样的罪，那么就成就的这样的救恩。
This also illustrates the salvation that Jesus' blood accomplishes. We can be cleansed just like being cleansed from leprosy.
所以正像希伯来书第9章所写的。
And so it's just like what is written about in Hebrews chapter 9.
9章22节，按照律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。
In Hebrews 9:22 it says that without the shedding of blood that there can be no cleansing of sin.
9章12节，基督乃用自己的血只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
And it also says that now through the bloodWe have forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace.
大卫看见他的罪就像大麻风一样，从里到外都是败坏，都是污秽。
Now David sees that his sin is completely corrupt, that it's like he has leprosy, he is unclean.
只有求神在他丰盛的慈爱当中来涂抹，来洗净，来洁除。
And now through God's abundant love that he can be cleansed and washed.
今天我们知道，因为以弗所书1章7节告诉我们。
And now we also know from Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7.
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace.
那么，如何保守我们不再犯罪呢？
So how can we be kept from sinning again?
那么在诗篇51篇第10节到第12节。
And so this is in Psalm 51, verse 10 through 12.
第十节，刚才我们一同来读的，神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
And so it is a verse that we just read previously. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
大卫向神求这个清洁的心，求神为他造 这个清洁的心和正直的灵。
And so David asked the Lord to give him, create in him a clean heart and have a steadfast spirit.
今天我们看见神的应许，神不仅对大卫，对每一个蒙恩的圣徒，他的应许是什么？
So now let's take a look. What is the promise that God has given not only to David but to all of us?
在以西结书36章26到27节。
In Ezekiel chapter 36, 26 and 27,
神的应许说，我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
He says,
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守我的典章。
He says, Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances.
我们都很熟悉主耶稣基督用他的宝血与我们立的新约，在耶利米书三十一章三十三节里。
And we're all very familiar with the promise of our Lord Jesus that He has given to us as this new covenant through His blood.
耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
This is in Jeremiah 31:33. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank and praise our Lord.
是神将我们的实心换成了肉心，将神的律法写在我们里面的心板上。
Because it is God who has exchanged our heart of stone for a heart of flesh, and He is the one who writes upon the tablets of our hearts.
我们向神所献上的是忧伤的灵，是忧伤痛悔的心。
So what we offer up to the Lord are a broken spirit and a contrite heart.
我们知道这个忧伤痛悔的心是 broken。
And we know this broken and contrite heart is a broken heart.
是破碎的，因为在当我们在十字架上与基督同死，是我们的旧人被破碎了。
We know that this breaking is that the Lord has put us upon in Him upon the cross, so that our old nature has been broken.
我们得以与我们的主同复活，神就将他儿子的生命制作在我们里面。
And so that now we are in Him, He has created His life and made His life to live in us.
那么当我们得着这个新的生命的时候，我们的生命就得以被重生，被更新了。
So once we have this new life, our life is now established and renewed.
那么大卫所求的是不要收回神的圣灵。
And so...So what David asked for God now was from God was that he would restore verse 10 and verse 17 what God will create in him.
大卫所求的真是虽然他自己因为犯罪使圣灵忧伤。
Because as he sinned, it caused the Holy Spirit to grieve.
但是他不愿意失去神的同在。不愿意失去圣灵的引导。
And so he asked of God in verse 11, Do not cast me from your presence, do not take your Holy Spirit from me.
神的回答，神的应许是约翰福音十四章十六节。
And so God's response is in the book of John, chapter 14.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper that He may be with you forever.
约翰一书第二章二十七节，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。
And in 1 John 2:27, as for you, the anointing which you receive from Him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as His anointing teaches you about all things.
在第十三节到第十五节
in verse 13 through 15
在诗篇五十一篇
in Psalm 51
大卫愿意用他的这个蒙恩得救的这个经历这个见证来 为神来做见证，来为神传扬这个救恩的福音。
And now that David has received such a salvation from God, he wants to share this testimony to others.
那么，神对大卫呼求的回应是彼得前书第二章第九节。
And so God's response to this prayer of David is now found in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
那么第四点，你想看见在大卫的诗篇里，什么是向神所献上的、神所悦纳的祭
？And so the fourth and last point is, what is the sacrifice that is pleasing and acceptable in God's sight that David had to now offer up?
大卫在诗篇里说，第十六节说：“你本不喜爱祭物，然后燔祭你也不喜悦。”
In verse 16, he says, "For you do not delight in sacrifice; otherwise, I would give it. You are not pleased with burnt offering."
以色列人知道，我们也知道，燔祭祭是神在摩西的律法中所规定的。
We all know, as well as the Israelites, they all know that the burnt offerings are written in the law that God had given to them.
但是大卫更清楚地知道，神的赦免的方法并不是用人所做的来交换。
And yet, David knew even more clearly that the sacrifices that which God wants is not something that can be done through man's own work.
这个祭物不是神所喜悦的。
God is not pleased with sacrifices, or he does not delight in it.
神所要的是借着人向神献祭，带出来人向神悔改。顺服的心。
What God really wants is the heart behind the sacrifice, the heart of repentance.
如果只有外面的献祭，不能够平息神的怒气，也不能够满足神的公义。
If you only have an outward sacrifice, it cannot satisfy God's righteousness nor His wrath.
只有靠着忧伤痛悔的心，认罪悔改，求神慈爱的怜悯。
You only need to have a broken and contrite heart as you come before him to seek after his loving kindness and mercy.
因为大卫知道耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？
Did David know that God delights more in obedience over the burnt offerings and peace offerings?
听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的旨意。
Yes, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams.
从人的一方面来看，真正的悔改是顺从神的话而行。
So from man's perspective, true repentance is to obey God's word.
那么从神所悦纳祭的角度来看，
And so from the perspective of God's sacrifice that he delights in or that he accepts,
什么是神所真正悦纳的祭呢？
What is the true sacrifice that he accepts?
在另一篇大卫的第四十篇诗篇。
And so from another psalm of David's in Psalm chapter 40,
也就是弥赛亚诗篇，这个启示就更明亮了。
Also, this is the psalm of the Messiah. This revelation is even more clear.
第四十篇第六到第八节
Verse 6 through 8 in Psalm 40
祭物和礼物你不喜悦你已经开通我的耳朵燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要那时我说看哪、啊、我来了我的事在经卷上已经记载了我的神哪、啊、我乐意照你的旨意行你的律法在我心里
Sacrifice and meal offering you have not desired, my ears you have opened, burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, Behold, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart.
在主来之前一千年，大卫就清楚地看见了，是主耶稣基督道成肉身到世上来，为要照父神的旨意行。
A thousand years before our Lord Jesus came to this earth, David already saw that Jesus would come in the flesh to accomplish the will of the Father.
是主 将自己一次永远的献上，这才是真正蒙神所悦纳的祭。
That the Lord would offer himself, this was a true sacrifice that is acceptable in the sight of God.
最后我们看见第十八到第十九节，这是大卫这篇诗篇的高潮。
And so,
是他的高峰。
Lastly, Psalm 51, the last two verses, verse 18 and 19, this is the highest point, the pinnacle of the chapter.
这是一篇大卫个人向神认罪悔改祷告祈求的诗篇。
And this is the psalm of David's own personal repentance and confession towards God.
但是在这个诗篇的最后，大卫向神所求的是为着西安，为着耶路撒冷向神的呼求。
And yet at the same time, at the very end of this prayer, he is now seeking the Lord after Zion, after Jerusalem.
西安是大卫宝座所在之处，耶路撒冷是神的见证。
And so Zion is the place of his throne, and Jerusalem is a testimony of God.
这个祷告是一个团体的祷告。
This prayer is a corporate prayer.
虽然大卫会失败，但神永不失败。
Even though David may fail, yet God will never fail.
虽然大卫犯罪，使神的名受到羞辱。
Through David's sin, he did shame the name of God.
但是他求神的见证不至于蒙羞。
And yet, he sought after the Lord so that the testimony of God will not be shamed.
当神的见证被建立、被恢复的时候，全地万民都要来敬拜神。
And so when the testimony of God, when it is renewed and established, then the entire world will come so that the entire world will come to worship him.
在律法所设的五种祭当中，只有燔祭是全生献上的。
Among the five sacrifices that are mentioned in the Old Testament law, only the burnt offering is an offering that is of the entire body.
这正是罗马书第十二章第一节所启示的。
And this is exactly what is revealed in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
应当将自己的身体献上，当作活祭，因为这是神所悦纳的祭，也是我们向着神属灵的敬拜。
We need to offer up our bodies as a holy and living sacrifice because this is acceptable to God, and this is also our spiritual service of worship.
我们看见在诗篇第五十一篇当中，当大卫的心回转向主的时候，
So we see from Psalm 51, when David's heart was returning back to God,
他心中的帕子就除去了，
The veil within his heart was lifted,
使他可以清楚地明白神的心意。
Now he can clearly come to understand the will of God.
我们可以从刚才我们读的这么样多的经节里面，正经的经节里可以看见，大卫向神所求的正是神要在基督耶稣里所赐给我们的。
And so we see very clearly from all of Psalm 51 and the verses that we read that what he was seeking after God is exactly what God wants to give us in Christ Jesus.
或者换句话说，大卫向神所求的。
Or in other words, we can say what David asked for.
大卫在与神亲密的恢复的这个亲密的交通里，他所得着的神的启示里面向神所求的。
In this restoration of his intimate fellowship with God, now this is what he is requesting.
虽然大卫有失败，有软弱。
Even though David had failure and he had weakness.
但是因着神的救恩，他仍然能够成为金银宝石的器皿，能够被神来使用，成为这个祷告的器皿。
Through the salvation of God, he can now pray for that which is of gold, silver, and precious stones.
所以让神的旨意能够借着大卫的祷告能够成就在地上。
So that God, through David's prayer, God may accomplish his will here on earth.
能够成就在地上，成就在以色列当中，今天也成就在他的教会当中。
So that it may be accomplished on earth, accomplished in Israel, as well as accomplished in the church today.
是的，对于大卫而言， 这是一篇向神悔改的诗篇，也是一篇向着神祷告的诗篇。
So yes, this is a psalm of repentance as well as a psalm of prayer.
对于我们来说，对于三千年来历世历代的众圣徒而言，更是神对我们的训诲诗。
And so, yes, even more so, this is not only to us as well as to the generations, 3,000 generations past, but it is also our prayer.
大卫是这样一位合神心意的人。
So David was a person according to God's own heart.
愿我们也真是在神的恩典里也能够成为合神心意的人。
May we also in the grace of God be a person after God's own heart.We give the following time to Brother Robert.
Thank you, 弟兄的交通。
We thank our brother for his sharing.
我要跟大家交通的是旷野的日子。
And today I'm going to share with everyone our days in the wilderness.
如果我们不悔改的话，我们就是在旷野。
If we do not repent, then we are in the wilderness.
我们知道以色列人旷野的日子有四十年。
We know that the days of the Israelites in the wilderness was about 40 years.
那四十年呢，是分两段。
And those 40 years are separated into two sections.
前两年是一段。
The first 2 years was the first section.
另外后38年是另一段。
And then the next was the 38 years following.
好，我们现在来读《生命记》。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy.
生命记就是摩西五经的最后一卷书，《生命记》。
The book of Deuteronomy, which is the last of the books of five books of Moses.
我们读《生命记》第一章第五节到第六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 1 verses 5 through 8.
摩西在约旦河东的摩押地讲律法说耶和华我们的神在何烈山晓谕我们说你们在这山上住的日子够了
Across the Jordan in the land of Moab Moses undertook to expound this law saying The Lord our God spoke to us at Horeb saying You have stayed long enough at this mountain
这是在何烈山
This was at Mount Horeb
在那里以色列人待了大约一年多到两年的时间。
And there the Israelites stayed for about 1 to 2 years.
我们看《生命记》第二章。
And now let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 2.
生命记第二章，我们念第二节到第三节。
Let's read verse 2 and 3.
耶和华对我说：“你们绕行这山的日子够了，要转向北去。”
And the Lord spoke to me saying, "You have circled this mountain long enough. Now turn north."
这是在旷野狂流。四十年之后，在这里，神跟他们说够了。
This is after the 40 years that where they have wandered around in the wilderness. Now the Lord says enough.
我们第一章在何烈山的时候，主也跟他们说够了。
And also in chapter 1 at Mount Horeb, God also said to them enough.
神说够了，要起行。
When God says enough, He says now move forward.
第二章说够了，你们要转向北去。
And so now in chapter 2, when the Lord says enough, now turn north.
我们最后再读《生命记》第十一章。
Next, let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11.
我们读二十四节到二十五节。
We'll read 24 and 25.
还你们脚掌所踏之地，都必归你们。从旷野和黎巴嫩，并伯拉大河，直到西海，都要做你们的境界。必无人不，并无一人在你们面前站立得住。耶和华你的神必照他所说的，使惧怕和惊恐临到你们所踏之地的居民。
Every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours. Your border will be from the wilderness to Lebanon and from the river Euphrates, as far as the western sea. No man will be able to stand before you. The Lord your God will lay the dread of you and the fear of you on all the land on which you set foot as he has spoken to you.
我们知道我们的神是一位有目的的神。
We know that our God is a God of purpose.
神当初带以色列人出埃及的目的就是要带领他们进到应许之地。
The purpose of God for leading his people, the Israelites, out of Egypt was to enter into the promised land.
那是迦南美地，牛奶与蜜之地。
The land of Canaan, the land flowing with milk and honey.
可是从埃及到迦南必须经过旷野。
However, to go from Egypt into Canaan, you must go through the wilderness.
旷野的道路是必须的。
The way through the wilderness is necessary.
今天我们蒙恩的罪人，我们蒙主恩的那一天， 我们到能够享受基督的丰富，我们都有一段旷野的日子。
As sinners saved by grace, from the day which we are saved until the day you enter into Canaan, you must go through a period of time which is the wilderness.
以色列人他们在埃及本是为奴的。
And so the Israelites, when they were in Egypt, they were slaves.
可是神应许他们要带领他们。
And yet God promised that He would lead them.
以色列人从一个家成为一个族。最后神的心意要他们成为一个国。
And God's promise was that from becoming a family to becoming a nation, and from a family to a country, and then finally a nation.
所以在他们进迦南之前，神要他们要向他们表明他所要的是什么。
And so before that, God had to describe to them what He wanted.
所以他们在出埃及满了三个月的那一天，他们就来了西乃山的旷野。
And so after 3 months of time after leaving Egypt, they have now come into the wilderness.
西乃山就是何烈山。
And this is Mount Sinai, which is also Mount.
神要向百姓说话。
And now He was going to speak to them, Mount Horeb.
那时候山上有雷声、闪电、密云。
And here there was thunder, there was lightning, and a thick cloud.
神有声音从火中出来。
And God spoke out of the fire with His sound.
神的心意是要向百姓面对面来说话。
And God's desire was that He was going to speak face to face with them.
但是百姓他们怕火，他们不敢上山。
But because the people feared the fire, they did not want to draw near to the mountain.
所以呢，神只能向摩西来说话。
And so God could only speak to Moses.
今天我们是不是也一样？我们因着我们的罪，我们不敢来到神的面前。
Today, are we the same because of our own sin that we are afraid of coming face to face with God?
我们也怕火。
And we're afraid of fire.
所以神就没有办法亲自来跟我们说话。
And so now God cannot personally speak with us.
在何烈山上。
At Mount Horeb.
神借着摩西向以色列百姓颁布了律例典章。
God gave them all of His statutes and ordinances.
说出他神对百姓的爱。
And He spoke His love to them.
向他们启示出一条人来到神面前的道路。
He showed them the way for a man to come to God.
人来到神的面前，在当时就借着献祭来到神的面前。
And so at that time, man was to come to God through sacrifices.
一条可以存活的道路。
This is a way for them to live.
使他们到了承受产业之地之后，他们可以长久。
So that after they received the inheritance, they could live long in the land.
所以神要的到底是什么？
So what exactly does God want?
所以在申命记一再的提到。
So in Deuteronomy, it's repeated many times.
说你们要听。
It says you need to hear.
我们要听神的话。
You need to hear His word.
他说你们要学习。
You need to learn.
我们听了神的话，我们要操练。
After you hear His word, you need to learn from it.
我们要来经历。
You need to experience it.
我们听了神的话，我们要来谨守。
After you hear His word, you need to hold fast to it.
我们要来遵行。
You need to practice. You need to obey.
遵守我吩咐的一切的诫命。
Obey all of His words, all of His commands.
因为这是一条蒙福的道路。
Because this is the way of blessing.
所以我们弟兄刚才讲到，神要把我们的实心变成一个肉心。
And so our brother just shared with us what God wants from us is that He wants to exchange our heart of stone into a heart of flesh.
大家都知道，很好。
We all know. Good.
我们这个心实在是刚硬。
We know that our heart is indeed is.
所以我们大家都知道神要我们的心是肉心。
We know that what God wants is a heart of flesh.
所以神可以把他的话刻在我们的心里面。
So that He could carve His word into our heart.
所以主耶稣说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我。
And so,
爱我的必蒙我父爱他。
And so the Lord says that if you hold fast to my command, obey my commands, then this person loves me and I, my Father will love him as well.
所以呢，在西乃山上神颁布了律法。
And so here in Mount Sinai, God had given the people His law.
所以在申命记一章这里第五节第六节这里说，你们在山上的日子够了。
And so now in Deuteronomy chapter 1, the Lord says, you have stayed long enough at this mountain.
因为神把要说的话都已经告诉你们了。
Because God has already spoken everything He wanted to say to you.
你们现在可以进去了。
Now you need to enter in.
你们可以进去那到那应许之地。
Now you can enter in to the promised land.
所以他们很快的就到了加底斯巴尼亚，就是迦南的南地的迦南的边界。
And so very quickly they came to Kadesh Barnea, which is that very border into Canaan.
神要他们上去。
God wanted them to enter in, go up.
百姓却要求呢，摩西呢， 派探子先去归看那地。
However, the people, they requested for spies to go and spy out the land first.
我们知道神的心意是要我们直接去得那地。
We know that God's desire is that you just straight go in.
可是很多时候我们神告诉我们当如何行，我们也是心里在盘算着说，我先要看看。
Oftentimes when God gives you a command, in our hearts we say, Lord, let me take a look first.
不看还好。
If you don't look, it's actually better.
一看了，哎呦，不得了。
As soon as you see it, it's over.
那边的民又高又大，是吞吃人之地。
The people are tall and they are giants and they are going to swallow us. This is a land that will swallow people.
我们在那些亚兰族人的面前好像蚱蜢一样。
Before these people, we are like grasshoppers.
他们的城墙是坚固顶天。
Their cities are tall, their walls are fortified up to the heavens.
其中有四个探子说不行不行，我们不能上去。
And so 10 of the spies says, no, no, we cannot go up.
是的，看着环境是上不了的。
Yes, according to your environment, you cannot go up.
但是加勒和约书亚却有不同的看见。
But Joshua and Caleb, they had a different perspective.
他们说
，They said,
神与我们同在，耶和华神与我们同在，不要怕。
The Lord God is with us. Do not be afraid.
他们是我们的食物。
They are our food.
耶和华必为我们征战。
The Lord our God will fight for us.
今天我们是不是有这样的信心？耶和华必为我们征战。
Do we have the same faith as them? God will fight for us.
我们前面的艰难，我们眼目来看是人没有办法。
The difficulties ahead of us, in the perspective, in the vision of man, we cannot.
是的，靠着我们是不行的。
Yes, according to ourselves, we cannot.
但是靠着我们的神。凡事都能。
But according to God, all things are possible.
这个时候，百姓不但不听，反而要用石头要来打加勒跟约书亚。
Not only did people not listen, but they also wanted to stone Joshua and Caleb.
百姓这件事上，因为不信神。
And so these people, because they did not believe in God,
忘记他们在旷野，耶和华神用石柱，用夜间用火柱，日间用云柱的带领他们。
These people, they have forgotten that in the wilderness, God had led them at night through a pillar of fire, by day a pillar of cloud.
所以神就说，你们这些人，一个也不得进到我应许之地。
And so the Lord was angry, and he swore that not one of them in this evil generation would enter into the promised land.
你们回到旷野去吧。
Return back to the wilderness.
可是这时候呢，众人不但不听神的话，回到旷野，反而说我们要上去。
But now at this time, the people said, "No, we're not going to go back to the wilderness. We will go up."
结果我们都可以知道。
And now we all know.
没有神的同在，他们只有失败。
Without the presence of God, they could only fail.
他们便回到神的面前痛哭。
And so now they repented, weeping before God.
但这里圣经记载，神却不听他们的声音，也不向他们侧耳。
And now the Bible tells us God did not listen to their voice, nor give them ear.
所以因着百姓的不信，不顺服。
And so because of the people's unbelief and disobedience,
他们就开始了38年。旷野的漂流。
They began to wander in the wilderness for 38 years.
弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
很多时候我们的失败也是因着我们的不信和不顺服。
Many times we also fail because of our unbelief and our disobedience.
那我们走了很多冤枉路。
So we take the long roundabout way.
以色列百姓本来两年就可以进迦南的。
The Israelites originally could have entered into Canaan in only 2 years.
他们最后花了40年。
And at the end it took them 40.
所以唯有信和顺从才能得主喜悦。
And so to trust and obey is the only way to please the Lord.
所以我们来到《生命记》的第二章。
So now we come to Deuteronomy chapter 2.
这里他们在旷野38年。
And now they were in the wilderness for 38 years.
好像人已经把他们给忘记了。
It's almost as if people have forgotten about them.
但是神没有忘记他的百姓。
And yet God did not forget his own people.
神对我们的爱是那永不改变的爱。
God's love is unchanging towards us.
这里神说，你们在这山的绕行的日子够了，
转向北去。Now the Lord says to them, you have circled this mountain long enough, now turn north.
所以这时候呢，我们漂流的日子够了，你们可以往前。
And so now our days of wandering is enough. We can now move forward.
他们又回到加底斯巴尼亚。
So they came back to Kadesh Barnea.
就是当初38年前他们失败的地方。
They came back to the original place where they had failed 38 years ago.
亚纳族人还是一样的高大，城墙还是一样的高的顶天。
Yes, the Canaanites were still big and tall, and yes, their cities were still tall and fortified.
他们所要面对的敌人难处还是一样。
The enemies that they were to face, the difficulties were still the same.
没有因百姓漂流的38年有所改变。
They did not change just because the people had wandered around the wilderness for 38 years.
唯一的不一样是，这一批人是新生的一代。
The only difference was that this group of people, they are now a new generation.
在旷野的38年，老的一代都倒闭旷野。
The older generation in the 38 years, they had all fallen in the wilderness.
就让我们看到，我们旧人是没有办法进到基督的应许。
This shows us that our old man cannot enter into the promise of God.
只有新人能够进入。
Only the new man can enter.
所以在哥林多前书说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
And so in Corinthians we know that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
我们在这40年有没有看到神的信实？
In these 40 years, have we seen the faithfulness of God?
虽然因着他们的悖逆，他们漂流。
Even though they rebelled and they had wandered around.
可是神的爱没有离开他们。
Yet the love of God did not leave them.
在这40年，神将他们列祖所不认识的玛拉赐给他们吃。
In these 40 years, God gave them manna that their ancestors had not known.
圣经说他们的衣服没有穿破。
The Bible tells us that their clothes were not worn out.
他的脚没有肿。
Their feet were not swollen.
这40年，耶和华的神常与你同在。
In these 40 years, the presence of God was with them.
当38年的时间过去了。
After these 38 years have passed.
神说够了，你们要往前。
God says enough, go forward.
今天我们是不是也这样的光景里面？
Are we also in the same situation today?
我们在旷野漂流。
We're wandering around in the wilderness.
神说，够了。
The Lord says enough.
那我们有没有信心起来，顺服呢圣灵的带领往前
？Do we have faith to move and to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit to go forward?
这里说到他们在西尔山绕行了许多日子。
Here it says that they circled Mount Seir for many days.
什么是绕行啊
？What does it mean to circle around?
从何烈山经过西尔山到加底斯巴尼亚，在圣经记载只有11天的路程。
From Horeb to Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea, the Bible records that it takes 11 days.
以色列人走了38年。
Yet the people of Israel took 38 years.
这就是绕行。
This means to circle around.
行走没有目标，没有方向。
It means that you have no direction, no purpose.
就像一个圆一样。
You're just going around in a circle.
所以神说够了。
So the Lord says enough.
你们要转向北。
Now go north.
从这个绕行的日子，从这绕行里面出来。
So from your circling around, get out of it.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们旷野的日子是不是够了
？Are the days in the wilderness enough now?
我们是不是还在绕行
？Are you still circling?
保罗对哥林多的弟兄姐妹们这样说
：Paul tells the Corinthian saints,
我从前是用来喂你们，没有用换喂你们，那时你们不能。如今还是不能。
I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you are not yet able to receive it.
如今还是不能，这就是绕行。
If you are not able to receive it, that means you are circling.
我们如果还在吃奶，不能吃换，就是绕行。
If you're still drinking milk, not able to have solid food, that means you're still circling.
主拯救我们的目的是要我们赶快进迦南。
The purpose for God saving us is so that you will quickly enter into Canaan.
可是有多少时候？我们在旷野里面走那不必要走的路。
Yet so many times, how often are we still wandering around in the wilderness, walking the way that you do not need to?
在我们肉体中，我们有嫉妒，有纷争，这就是绕行。
In your flesh, if there is jealousy, there is strife. This is circling.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
另外进一步说，没有往前走，我们就是绕行。
Additionally, if you are not moving forward, that is also to say you are circling.
在耶利米书有一句话讲到，他的原味尚存，香气未变。
In Jeremiah, there is a phrase that says that you have still retain your own flavor, your aroma has not changed.
摩押自幼年以来常享安逸。
Moab has been at ease since his youth.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们是不是常享安逸
？Are you still at ease in your youth？
我们不愿意被神来制作。
You are unwilling to allow the Lord to work in you。
我们是不是原味尚存，香气未变？
Do you still have the same flavor that your aroma has not yet changed?
这就是绕行。
That means you're circling.
我们所建造的草木和谐的建造，经不住火烧，这就是绕行。
If you're still building with wood, hay, and stubble, and you cannot withstand any testing of fire, that is circling.
我们今天在来到主的面前说够了。
So today, may we come before the Lord and say, this is enough.
我们要往前。
I want to move forward.
绕行的日子够了。
The days of circling around is enough.
我们知道路加福音浪子回头的故事。
We all know the story of the prodigal son in the Gospel of Luke.
他有一天突然醒悟过来。
One day, all of a sudden, he woke up.
他说，我得罪了天，我得罪了我的父。
He says, I have offended heavens as well as my father.
我要起来，我要回家。
I want to get up, I want to go home.
他那浪子的日子就是绕行的日子。
The days where he was a prodigal son, those were his days of circling.
他要回到他父家里面，因为他父家有一切的丰富。
He wanted to return to his father's home because his father's home had all the provisions.
大卫的悔改。
David's repentance.
他说：“我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀恨而骨头枯干。”
David says that if I continue to shut my mouth and did not confess my sin, then my bones withered away in my body.
这就是绕行。
That is circling.
可是当他来到神的面前，他悔改归向神的时候
，But when he came back and repented, confessed his sin before the Lord,
神就给他看到神的心意。
Then the Lord showed him His purpose, His will.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们地上的追求很多。
We pursue after many things on earth.
我们来到神的面前，我们要来思想。
We need to come back before the Lord and meditate.
这是不是够了
？Is it enough?
我们是不是要回到主的面前
？Should we come back before the Lord?
我们每个礼拜五，我们来读经。
Every Friday we come to Bible study.
我们读了很多年。
We've read for many years.
为什么很多读的话？还是不清楚，还是不明白。
Why is it that God's word is still so unclear? We still don't understand it.
求主真是脱去那缠累我们的重担。
May the Lord truly set us free from the sin which so easily entangles us.
让我们一个爱主的心，让我们一个爱主的话语的心。
May we have a heart that really loves the Lord and loves His word.
让我们不要再沉溺在罪中之乐。
So that we would not continue to enjoy the pleasures of temporal sin.
让我们离开基督道理的开端，让我们能够。接力进入那完全的地步。
May we leave the elementary teachings of Christ and may we move forward and grow.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们应该趁着还有今日，我们来彼此劝勉。
While there is still yet today, may we mutually exhort, encourage one another.
主说，绕行的日子够了。
The Lord says the days of circling are enough.
转向北去。
Turn towards the north.
转向基督。
Turn towards Christ.
那是应许之地。
Because He is the promised land.
因为在基督里有一切的丰富。
Because in Christ you have all abundance, all riches.
我们相不相信
？Do you believe it?
我们相不相信
？Do we believe it?
所以在第三段，神有个应许。
So in the third section now, God has a promise.
这是在摩押平原。
And this is in the plains of Moab.
他们已经靠近迦南。
They are already very close to Canaan.
因为我们知道《生命记》呢是在出埃及记四十，在出埃及第四十年十一月初一。
We do know that when they came to this place, that it was already 40 years in the 11th month.
我们知道他们在。隔年的正月十四，就到吉甲，他们准备过河进迦南。
And we know that they were already about to enter through pass through Gilgal to enter into Gilgal or into Canaan.
隔年的元月十四逾越节，那时候是约书亚要带领以色列人进迦南。
And in the 11th month, we know that Joshua he was already about to. They had celebrated the Passover and they were about to go into Canaan.
所以摩西在世上的日子已经不多。
And so we know that Moses' days on earth was not many.
说他在写《生命记》的时候，我们知道他死后，以色列人又为他哀哭了三十天。
And we know that the Israelites, after he did pass away, they had wept for him for 30 days.
所以他在这世上的日子大概只有一两个礼拜的时间。
So he only had 1 to 2 weeks left.
他在这里语重心长的劝诫以色列新的一代。
And so with a very heavy heart, he was now exhorting this new generation.
够了。
It's enough.
不要再绕行。
Don't circle around anymore.
他说，还你们脚掌所踏之地，都必要归你们。
He says, because every place where you set your foot, God will give it to you.
必无一人在你们面前站立得住。
No one will be able to stand before you.
这是摩西对以色列人所说的话。
These are the words that Moses spoke to the Israelites.
我们知道在 约书亚记，神也同样的对约书亚说这句话。
We also know that Joshua, in the book of Joshua, God also said the same words to him.
还你脚掌所踏之地，都必归你。
That every place where you set your foot, God will give to you.
这句话是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是我们要往前。
That means you need to move forward.
他们进迦南不是说不是靠他们，我们已经说过，是靠着神为他们征战。
And we already said before that when they enter into Canaan, it's not according to them, but God will battle for them.
可是他们必须起营往前。
And yet they still need to move forward.
我们知道祭司抬着约柜踏在约旦河的第一步的时候，约旦河的河水就开了。
We know that the priests, as soon as they set foot into the River Jordan, the waters parted.
当他们进去之后，亚拿族人在那里，并没有走。
And so at that time, the Ammonites, they were there. They had not yet left.
他们还是需要征战的。
They still needed to have warfare.
什么是征战呢？
What is war?
神怎么说就怎么做。
What God says, He will do.
简不简单？
Isn't that simple?
很简单。
It's very simple.
可是的时候，因着我们的不顺服，我们的硬着景象，神怎么说，我就是不做。
But oftentimes, because of our own stiff necks and disobedience, what God says, I just will not do.
所以《申命记》九章说到。九章三节说到
And so in Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 3 it says
今天你们当知道耶和华你的神在你前面过去如同烈火要为你们征战
Know therefore today that it is the Lord your God who is crossing over before you as a consuming fire He will destroy them
弟兄姐妹我们前面的难处在人看来实在是高的顶天
Brothers and sisters, the problems, the difficulties facing us, it does seem like it is fortified up to the heavens.
我们再怎么看怎么看，我们实在是不行。
No matter how you look at it, we just cannot.
可是主告诉我们要往前。
But God tells us, move forward.
不要再沉迷最终之乐。
Do not continue to enjoy the temporary pleasures of sin.
不要再做这世上的瑕疵。
Do not be entangled in bondage of this world.
那我们的心再来归给我们的主。
May we give our hearts to our Lord.
那我们信而顺从。
May we all trust and obey.
那我们的心向主说够了。
So may in our hearts will we say to the Lord, it is enough.
带我离开这绕行的光景。
Now let me leave this condition of circling.
我要进入基督的丰富。
I want to enter into the riches of Christ.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
主的话是可以经历的。
God's words can be experienced.
我们要把主的话牢记在心里。
We need to keep His word in our heart.
主是说，蒙福的道路，唯一的道路，就是要听了我的话就遵行了。
God says the way of blessing, the only way is to hear and obey me.
这人就是爱我。
This is the person who loves me.
我们知道最大的诫命是什么？
Do you know the greatest commandment?
就是爱主你的神。
Love the Lord your God.
怎么样爱主？
How do you love him?
我们怎么爱？
How do you love?
听了他的命令就遵行，这就是爱他。
Hear his command and do it. This is to love him.
然后我们要爱人如己。
And then you love others as yourself.
就这么简单。
It's as simple as that.
我们就能够进到基督里面的丰富。
Then you can enter into the riches of Christ.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们不要再绕行。
No longer circle around.
以色列人两年就可以进迦南。
The Israelites could have entered into Canaan in 2 years.
因为他们的不顺服，他们花了四十年。
But because of their disobedience, they took 40 years.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们是不是还绕行？
Are we still circling?
主的爱没有离开我们。
The love of our Lord has not left us.
所以今天主还在跟我们说话。
So today He is still speaking to us.
够了。
It is enough.
让我们都起来。
May we all rise up.
让我们一起往前。
May we all move forward.
这是一条蒙福的道路。
This is the way of blessing.
我们拣选什么？
What do you choose?
我们拣选祝福还是咒诅？
Do you choose blessing or curse?
很简单，在申命记说，你若听从耶和华就必蒙福，你不听从耶和华就必受祸。
It's very simple. God tells us in Deuteronomy that if you, He's setting today before you a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, and if you do not listen to the commandments, then it is curses.
愿主的话再来激励我们。
May His word again encourage us.
让我们做一个听命的儿女。
That we would be a child that obeys.
够了。
That it is enough.
我们要往前。
We want to move forward.
我们要进入基督的丰富。
We want to enter into the riches of Christ.
我们要进入基督的安息。
We want to enter into the rest of our Lord Jesus.
我们愿以此共勉。
May we mutually encourage one another.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.